Have you ever been in a chat where someone, they just seem to miss the point of a joke, or maybe offer a comment that leaves you kind of scratching your head, like, wait, what?
We've all been there.
Right. But what if those, subtle social misses weren't just about personality, but maybe linked to the brain's actual structure? Today, we're diving deep into something really fascinating: how specific brain architecture can subtly shape our social world, even when, overall intelligence seems perfectly typical. Our deep dive is exploring a genesis of the corpus callosum, ACC, and its surprising link to how we process social stuff.
What's truly fascinating here, I think, is that people with ACC are born without the corpus callosum. That's the huge information highway, right? Like over 200 million nerve fibers connecting the brain's two sides.
Wow, 200 million.
Yeah, massive. And despite often having, what we'd call normal IQs, there have always been these clinical observations, parental reports, hinting at subtle cognitive and social differences.
Right, things you notice day to day.
Exactly. So we're drawing from this really interesting 2004 study by Paul and colleagues, which basically tried to systematically look at how ACC impacts narrative abilities, like telling stories.
So the study set out to answer a pretty big question then. Could these anecdotal reports, like you mentioned, maybe meaningless comments or just not quite getting social situations, could they actually be observed, measured scientifically?
Yeah, that's the challenge, isn't it? It's one thing to feel like something's off, another to pinpoint it.
How do you measure something as nuanced as social understanding, especially if IQ seems okay?
Well, that's a great question. The researchers used a pretty well-established psychological tool, the thematic apperception test, or T8.
Oh, the TAT, I've heard of that with the pictures.
Exactly. You show participants these complex social pictures. Maybe someone looking intensely at another person or a group interacting, and you ask them to create a story.
Oh.
Full story, beginning, middle, end. And crucially, they had to include what the characters might be thinking and feeling.
Ah, getting inside their heads.
Right. And then their stories were rated by independent judges on three specific things. Was the story logical? How deep was the social understanding shown? And did it include sort of the common stuff you'd expect someone to mention for that picture?
Okay, I see. So logic, social insight, common content. And what did they find? This is where it gets interesting, I bet.
It really does.
Yeah.
So they compared six males with ACC. Five had complete ACC, meaning no corpus callosum at all, and one had partial ACC against eight control subjects, folks with typical brain development.
Right.
And the findings for those with complete ACC were, pretty stark.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those five individuals were significantly impaired across all three measures.
All three: logic, social insight, common content.
Yep. Their stories consistently ranked right at the bottom for logic, for showing real social understanding, and for including those, expected elements. It wasn't just a small difference. It was a really noticeable disconnect in their social storytelling.
Wow, that's quite significant.
It is. But then, if we connect this to the bigger picture, maybe the most striking finding, the one that really makes you think, came from that one participant with partial ACC.
Okay, what happened with him?
Well, get this. Despite having other neurological issues, this individual actually performed better than most of the control group on all three TAT story categories.
Better than the controls, even with partial ACC and other issues.
Better than the majority of controls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about that. It strongly suggests that having even part of that corpus callosum, especially the front part, the anterior portion, seems critical for generating what we consider normal social narratives.
So even a piece of that connection makes a huge difference.
It really seems to. It points to how vital that communication across the hemispheres is for understanding complex social scenarios.
So, okay, what does this all really mean then? Did the study consider other possibilities? Like maybe it was just a language problem, or maybe these individuals weren't very emotional?
Good point. And yeah, they were careful about that. They ruled out that these deficits were simply due to, like, general language problems or just a lack of emotional response overall. It
Yeah.
wasn't about not being able to talk or not having feelings.
Okay. So what is the thinking then? Why the difficulty with social stories?
Well, the main idea proposed is that there's reduced communication of socio-emotional information. Stuff processed more in the right hemisphere, like emotions, isn't getting across effectively to the left hemisphere's language centers.
Ah, like a communication breakdown between the emotional side and the language side.
Sort of. This could explain things like alexithymia, which is this surprising difficulty some people have in recognizing or describing their own feelings, let alone others.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Difficulty naming emotions.
Exactly. And it also points towards maybe a potential failure of imagination or maybe reduced creative thinking.
Yeah.
If your brain networks aren't as interconnected because that main bridge, the callosum, is missing, it might just be harder to pull together different bits of information into a coherent, imaginative social story. Like different parts of an orchestra not quite hearing each other, maybe.
That's a great analogy. So this deep dive, it really shows that having a normal IQ in ACC doesn't automatically mean everything else, like social intelligence or imagination, is also normal.
Precisely.
Yeah.
There can be this profound disconnect, even if it's subtle sometimes.
Yeah.
It just underscores the incredibly important, often subtle, role that corpus callosum plays in knitting together all the complex social information we need to navigate our world.
So a final thought for you listening, how might understanding these subtle but really significant differences in social processing, like in conditions such as ACC, help us find more inclusive, maybe more effective ways to communicate and interact with everyone? Recognizing, you know, that the ways people understand the world can be incredibly diverse,